Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
And I'm Jason.
If you are watching, and soon if you are listening, you are going to see we have four amazing Berry Nation membership community members joining us today for a very important conversation on connection, community, and celebration. Hi, friends. They're all muted because we've got a lot of people going on screen here. But we are going to hand the floor over to them, and they're just going to introduce themselves so that we can get to know them a little bit more. So first on my list, Miss Christine.
Hi. Good morning. I'm Christine. I'm from British Columbia, Canada. And I had the sleeve gastrectomy about a year ago, first week of October. I'm down 90 pounds from surgery and 175 all total. And Berry Nation has been a huge part of that success. So thank you.
Christine, I just have to say, I remember the very first time I met you in person when all of us met you in person, was at the Berry Diaries event in Tacoma that we co-hosted. And the woman you were then and the woman who you are now is like, I mean, I know you're the same person, but you have just like blossomed. I don't even know a better word to describe it. Like completely different person.
Thank you. I am quite a shy, quiet person, and I'm trying to come out of my shell. And as I'm getting to know people here, I am definitely contributing more and talking more. Yeah.
I
got a lot out of just sitting and listening because it felt comfortable being able to do that too.
You bring up a really good point, and I think we should make sure that we revisit this, right? But the power of a community that works for you is that you can be a part of it just by listening, right? Just by being present. You don't have to be the super active, you know, always doing something member. Your participation, just being there and listening and taking it in, is a valuable part of a community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us today, Christine. Next up, Miss Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary. I live in the Pacific Northwest. My pronouns are she, her, and I had a lap band conversion to RNY on September 14th of this year. And I'm down about 32 pounds since then and going and doing really well.
Hi friends, it's April. We are so excited to officially announce that ProCare Health is the official vitamin of Berry Nation. We were introduced to ProCare Health at the first Bariatric Society retreat in San Diego, and we have all fallen in love with our product and with the people behind the company. Jason, Natalie, and I have all made the switch to ProCare Health daily bariatric multivitamins, and we are seeing huge results. We invite you to check out ProCare Health by visiting them online at www.procarenow.com and use the code BERRYNATION for 10% off your order. And you guys, this even applies to vitamin subscription services. So if you want your vitamins delivered every month or every 90 days, that 10% off is going to apply to that subscription. See what I mean about patient forward, patient centered? ProCare is amazing, and we are so excited to be partnered with them. Welcome to the Berry Nation family, ProCare Health. So with you, Mary, same thing too. When we first met, you were very pre-op, right? You knew that this was going to happen, but you have been like working through the process for a very long time now. And it has been, again, so interesting to see you go. This is your second surgery, right? Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I wouldn't have actually gotten RNY if it hadn't been for Berry Nation. I didn't, I was so angry about the lap band and in a lot of grief about it. And so I had it taken out and then just gained all my weight back. And I joined Berry Nation very sus. I was very suspect about what was going to happen up in here. And I then met people who actually had the lap band, which I had never met before, and who had moved on to a revision and were successful. So it really encouraged me to move forward.
I had no idea. Did you know that, Jason?
No, I did not.
Holy crap. New things every day.
I do remember the journey that Mary has been on. And if she is the poster child for perseverance, I can say that. For trust in the process and perseverance, yeah, that's Mary 100%.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Well, I'm so glad you have joined this conversation today. Thank you.
Hey, this is April. I am more than 3 years post-op, and I'm just getting to the place where I can really onboard quality nutritional information. I just didn't have the capacity before, but man, I've been working with Sarah at Team Fit With Me for the last month. I cannot believe how much I'm learning about eating and nutrition that is specifically targeted for our bariatric life. Reach out to her today and get 10% off your first month with her. You can find her online at teamfitwithme.com or on Instagram at SarahF_fitwithme.
Next on my list, a woman I have grown to know personally as a friend, Miss Casey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Casey. I had VSG March of 2021. I'm also a Pacific Northwestern girl. And yeah, Berry Nation has been huge for me. So I'm excited to be here and be able to talk about it. I'm down 124 pounds at this point and maintaining pretty steadily. Yeah, I love it. I wouldn't give up this community for anything.
Casey, do you remember the very first time we met in person, you actually came to Lake House and we went kayaking?
I sure do.
Right. And my mother-in-law was there at the time. And I told her, I said, oh, no, I got a friend coming over and we're going kayaking. And you arrived and we hugged and, oh, hi. And, you know, oh, move, whatever, right into the conversation. The three of us were conversating. And remember, my mother-in-law asked, she's like, well, did you guys meet in college? We were like, yeah. No, today's actually the very first time we're meeting in person.
Yeah. I think our conversation just came so naturally because we just made so much sense as friends. And she just was like, oh, you haven't met before today? No, I mean, online. And you know, you remember back in the 90s when web meetups started happening or like online chat rooms, and like, it was such a creepy, dirty thing that people thought it was. And so the idea of meeting people online and then meeting them in person it was so foreign for so long. And now it's like, it's the way we do it. And that was so much fun. I enjoyed it.
Those were the two rules in the 90s. Don't meet internet people and don't get in cars with strangers. And now we use the internet to call cars with strangers to go meet other strangers we haven't met before. So yeah,
it's the world's
shifted a bit.
Yeah.
I remember the very first time I think when I met you, Jason, it was kind of the first big travel when we went to the first retreat. I even remember my parents, and I was like 40 at the time. My parents were like, okay, but just, I'm sorry, you're going to go meet random people on the internet in a different state. You know, and they were like, I don't believe in this, but do you want us to like put a tracker in you? You're not concerned about this at all. I was like, I'm not actually. I mean, a little nervous, because what if you meet somebody in person and they're not the same? Okay, right? And there's always just this nervousness of like, are they gonna like me? You know, we've all been there, right? Because we've all met people in person. Now we all realize that that's completely ridiculous and that's our brain saying crazy things to us, but the fear is real, right? It's there. But it is amazing the connections that we can make with a simple direct message, right? Or a like, or a comment, because that's how we all met. That is literally how we all met. Oh, amazing. Okay, last, certainly not least, Miss Deanne.
Hello, I'm Deanne, and I also am from the Pacific Northwest, born and raised. My journey started in 2006, and I had the gastric lap band. And at that time, I was set forward on losing all my weight right away and be able to join all the activities that my family did, showing classic cars, going racing cars, go-kart riding, and soon that hope didn't happen. I lived with the lap band for 16 years of it not being what it should have been. And I began having some problems where liquids would not even stay down or go down. And so I returned back to the bariatric center that I went to and was suggested, and I totally agreed with, that I would be a candidate for the duodenal switch. And so in July of 21, I had the duodenal switch. My highest weight was 397 pounds, and I have successfully lost 205 pounds since the 2006, granted, but it's off, and I am truly enjoying my life. I owe a lot of respect to the Berry Nation. I remember my very first time coming across Berry Nation, and I sent a note to April, and she, I think it was just a PM maybe, or a personal message. And I said, I'm also from the Pacific Northwest, can I meet you? And she said, please go on and join, you know, Berry Nation, and we would love to meet with you. Well, I met actually in the Tacoma event, and my heart was filled then. And I met Christine at that time, and I met Jason, and I learned that Mary was there, and Casey, I'm not sure, were you there, Casey? But anyhow, so I soon just know that this is an important part of my life. And without this journey and this community, I would not be where I am today.
Okay, hear me out. I went into surgery thinking it would be the only treatment I would need to overcome my chronic disease of obesity. About 6 months into my journey, I realized I was wrong. I was missing community, I was missing education from the experts, and I was missing a safe place to just go and connect with other patients who understood what I was going through. That's why Jason, Natalie, and I created the Berry Nation membership community. It is a safe and inclusive place for patients to gather with one another, to learn from the experts and each other. Check out the Berry Nation community today by visiting https://berrynation.mn.co to see what we have created. In Berry Nation, you belong, and you don't have to do this journey alone.
We have all grown to very much understand the very important role, right, that community plays, that connection plays, and that celebration plays with all of that. And really diving into these important facets of our life now is what this conversation is all about. So if you guys are ready, I say, let's just dive in.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Okay. So the first thing that I would like us to talk about is the role that connection played in your life before surgery. Did you have any connections with people in your life, maybe outside of your immediate social circle, or was it difficult to have a connection within a social circle? What did that word mean to you before surgery? And Christine, we'll start with you.
Hi. I have a social circle and friends that I do feel connected to, but they aren't people that I talk about the surgery with or my weight with, really, because my weight has gone up and down many times. And I think they're all just tired of hearing me talk about my weight. Or, I mean, I was at a point at my highest there where I was basically immobile and very sensitive about it. So they just didn't talk about my weight, or I would ask them not to because I was very embarrassed about it. So I had that kind of connection, but not anything like what I found in Berry Nation, for sure. And being from a fairly small town, I didn't know anybody else that's had the surgery at all, really. So this has been huge for me to be able to connect with people that have had the surgery and to be able to connect with professionals. I'm trying to find like a therapist that specializes in bariatric surgery here. I hear there is one in the province, but I haven't been able to get in to see her yet. So it's, you know, this has been amazing for me. And to be in groups with others that are going through the same things, or a bit ahead or a bit behind. Yeah, it's been amazing for me. I know that perhaps if there hadn't been COVID, there might have been more connections with others locally. But of course, I had surgery right in the middle of COVID. So, you know, all the groups and stuff, the in-person groups and even in-person visits were all shut down. I didn't even meet my surgeon until the day that he sliced and diced me, you know? So, I was pretty apprehensive at first about joining this community and about having to pay actually for it. But I think within about 3 days of my 14-day free trial, I was like, oh, look at all this. I can go to this and this and this and this. And even though I wasn't talking a lot in them at first, it was like, wow. And it just, opened my mind. And I think also opened my mind to not be so embarrassed about the fact that I needed to have surgery, or to be embarrassed about the fact that I had gained weight, and that it normalized it so much more and brought up so much more of the science. I thought I was well-read because I do research things, but it's brought up a lot more of it to me than what I had seen previously. And just hearing other people's experiences and having a chance to say your victories to a group that understand. I mean, like this weekend I went to a hotel and for the first time I was able to fit in a bathtub. Nobody else that hasn't walked that journey understands what that means, right? Everybody else just thinks you're kind of weird to say, I had a bath in, you know, in years. Those kinds of victories, and to not be embarrassed to share that.
Yeah, the social circle thing can be kind of hard given the fact that people who have not walked in your shoes will have the sympathy for you and what you've gone through. But once you get around to other people that have actually walked in your shoes, the empathy comes in and we just understand. It's just a silent understanding of all of those things and why those things are a big deal. Like the first time you get a average towel to wrap around you, or the first time you see your collarbones, or all the wins that come along with these things that just, you know, like you said, people that have been your friends for a very long time, just, you know, they've been through the ups and downs with you. So they're happy to see you healthy, but they don't connect with you in a way like people that have been through it do.
Well, and you brought up a really good point, Christine. Like our, you know, hopefully we all have friends in our lives that care. And it sounds like you absolutely do. But after a while, there is a bit of that fatigue when it comes to seeing your friends constantly struggle with the same thing over and over again. And I absolutely relate to that. Like my friends were ride or die in my corner, no matter what. But as my weight increased, we kind of stopped doing some certain things because they just assumed or they knew that I couldn't do it. And then they don't want to talk to you about your weight because they're worried about you and your feelings. They don't want to hurt you in any way. So it is a very different conversation with people who are not struggling with the same thing that you are, even though they love and care for you and would do anything. That connection with people who are truly living and going through the same thing just opens an entire new avenue of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally has. Yeah, it really has.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Mary, my friend, what about you?
I would say the same thing about social circle. I either have friends that it's just not an issue for them weight wise, or they do have issues, but they do not talk about it. So it really wasn't a place for, and my family for that matter, not really a place that I could go to have connection as far as what I was experiencing. But then I was also thinking about, well, so then for my lap band, which happened in 2008, you know, it might as well have been, I kind of felt like I was the only one on earth that had a lap band. Cause you just, I don't know. You don't walk up to people and be like, hey, like we do in Berry Nation, like give me your stats, you know, which is great. And I didn't have support, much like what you talk about. They give you the manual, pat you on the butt and say, good luck with everything. So I didn't have connection there. And then really I was thinking about like all the different diets I ever tried. So, you know, going to Weight Watchers, for instance, I never really connected with people in the room, or if I did, there wasn't a way to really follow up very easily. I found it just didn't ever kind of work out. So it wasn't much connection at all. So I really didn't have anything like this.
Well, the hard part about that, when you're talking about, you know, April and I talk about this a lot, like once you have the surgery, you're post-op and you're doing good and you know, you feel better, you feel way worse for the people that you know are still struggling, whether you know those people or not. Like we've almost talked about it, like we feel like multi-level marketing people. We run up and be like, oh my God, have you heard about bariatric surgery? Oh my God, here's a card, here's this, you know, come join under my branch. And it's just like, it's one of those things you just want everybody to know. So it is hard for those people that struggle, because it is something that you really don't talk about, whether it's yourself or somebody else, just because it's kind of one of those things where they worry about you, but they don't want to say anything because they don't want to hurt you. So, because I found that out with my friend group too, like after I was post-op, I had people that were like, yeah, we just didn't do a lot of stuff that you know, involved walking or nowhere to sit or things like that, because we knew you couldn't do it. And I'm like, when you realize that what how you've been living has been impacting other people, it's a blow. Like, it really is. It's something you have to, go back and kind of go on an apology tour for, even though they don't want to hear it. It's still, you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I apologize. I didn't mean to, mess this up like that. We could have done so many things. But at the same time, like, it's interesting, the dynamic that kind of shifts after you've had surgery and you're still in your same friend groups, kind of how things kind of navigate.
Well, and both for you, Mary and Deanne, right? Your first surgeries were so long ago, and that was when bariatric surgery was even more stigmatized than it is today, right? So all of the work that's been done by everybody who's just been so open and vocal, right, about their journey definitely helps these connections to be made. And it helps with that community sense. But, the interesting thing is that the only way that we got there and we continue to do the work today is because of people like us who were willing and brave enough to go, I had surgery and I'm not going to be impacted as much by somebody telling me that something horrible about it, right? Like, we're willing to kind of take a little bit of a hit because we know that the reward, or right, that the effect of that is that more people will feel comfortable talking about their surgeries and then seeking out the connection and community and celebration that they need to find success. Yeah. Right. Casey, my friend, what about you?
Yeah, my social situation prior to surgery was a little different than Mary and Christine. I actually have a really awesome social circle with a group of women I travel with. We have all met similarly to my Bari Nation community, where we live around the world, we live around the country. We meet up once or twice a year and go on these amazing travel adventures. And we met each other on these trips. And so it's a similar kind of situation where you've bonded over a shared experience and you've just made these great friendships. So I was familiar with that experience, but I had a lot of shame going into surgery. I didn't tell anyone about it. I went to Mexico. I didn't tell my mother or my best friend. I got on an airplane and went and had surgery and came back and I pulled my diet card. I pulled a Whole30 or a paleo or a whatever it was and said, oh, I'm not drinking this month. I'm not eating carbs. And people saw the weight slough off of me for a few months and just kind of assumed I was back in that diet role. But after listening to the East to West podcast and making some connections with April and Natalie and Jason and kind of dipping my toes in the water, I finally created myself an Instagram where I felt comfortable sharing with others. I started attending meetings, and I can't even tell you how much comfort and support I've found just through getting over that hump of being afraid to share. And I go to meetings sometimes and I just sit and listen and I absorb, or I give a lot of support to people that I know are struggling just like I was. And I've found that same connection through the surgery community that I have with the women I travel with. And it is a life force. It is something that on my bad days, I know I have somewhere to go, and that every single person in the room has that compassion and that empathy for whatever it is, even if it's not surgery related, if it's just a bad day. You get to talk to people that have walked the walk you've walked or are walking it now. And I don't know, I just, it's been really huge for my transformation. And I was this creeper. Like, I did not share, I did not post. I'm still not public because I don't need to be. Not public as in the sense of like my Instagram's just weight loss specific and locked down. You gotta ask permission. Because I only share with the people that are important to me. I can't imagine my life without it. And I really, I hope that people understand what we have built together, because it's good.
Well, I mean, the miscommunication about all that stuff is that if you go to a group, you have to be involved. You have to just talk. You have to share. You have to say things. You have to do things. And really, honestly, the beauty about what we provide is that you don't have to do that. You can sit with your camera off. You can sit with your mic muted. You don't have to say or do anything. The information is there for specifically that. It's for you to gather the information. If you want, once you get comfortable enough and you feel like sharing, then go ahead. If you don't ever feel comfortable sharing, that's fine too, because it's the information is yours to keep and do with what you will. And it's legitimately why it's there. And, also the same thing with you talking about sharing your story. You're the chief editor of your story. You give people as much or as little as you want, and you don't owe anybody anything. So how you decide to distribute that information is solely up to you. So I'm just glad that you found a place where you felt comfortable enough to do it and that we could help you do it.
Well, and I would add too, Jason, because when you talk about using the information as you will, one of the things I really love about Berry Nation is I'm a really busy person. And a lot of the times I can't make it to meetups or classes, and I can go online at 10 o'clock at night and watch a video of Rodolfo or Laura or Whitney or any of the experts that are out there. And I can actually plug it into my life the way that works for me. And that has been huge with this platform, because it's not just a live, you missed the live, you can't go, you missed the conversation. I mean, granted, support groups aren't recorded, but the classes are, and that access has been huge for just fitting it into your life wherever you need it.
Well, because, the thing about it is it had to be ever growing, because life doesn't stop just because you had surgery. Life's going to keep happening. And so when life happens, you have to have something, someone, a community there available for you to pick up on that. So the fact that, a lot of things that we learn or talk about in Berry Nation can be applied to more than just surgery, post-op or pre-op in life, because that's legit. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, it's the beauty of all of this community and everybody in it is they've all taken something, a piece of something somewhere, and attributed it to their life in other places.
And Casey, one of the things I really appreciate about our friendship now is that the connection is so important, because I think sometimes we think that these big monumental shifts happen in our life after some big, huge event, right? And bariatric surgery is absolutely a big, huge thing. But I just know that some of the biggest shifts in my own personal bariatric journey have come after you and I have a very, intimate conversation. We're talking about something that is very deep and raw to us, and we've made a connection with each other. So I feel comfortable texting you or messaging you, right? Or calling you on the phone or saying something, like if we're at a Berry Nation class together, I know that I can just say, okay, I'm struggling with this. And you and others act as my mirror to just go, why? Or is that true? Or what's driving that, right? It's these very simple words in not a huge amount of time that just break the dam, right? But if you don't have a connection with people to have those conversations, you're missing out on that piece of your journey. If you don't have the safe place to go and actually, say your struggle safely and get that feedback, you're just going to be wallowing in your struggle, and you're not going to know how to get out of it. You're just stuck in quicksand.
Well, and the safety part of that is the most important in those situations, because a lot of people feel like they're going to be judged if they share a failure, or if they misstepped, or if they, backslid, whatever you want to call it. People have that legitimate fear that they're going to be judged for that, or they're going to be looked at as a bad bariatric patient, or whatever that may be. So that's why the safety of the safe space is super important and imperative, because that's, that we've all been there. Like, we've all gone through it. Like, April and I both struggling with regain, like we're working through it. Like, there's things that you can do. Like, and that's, if you really want to, in bad bariatric terms, like that's pretty much the scariest part of the whole surgery aspect, is that you may possibly regain some weight. So if we can make it through that and have zero judgment, there's really nothing you can bring to the table where someone's going to look at you crazy, or, say, sly things to you, or, it's just, that we built the safety aspect in there most importantly over the rest.
Yeah. And I talked about this, recently. We've done a lot of talking these past couple of weeks, But what I very much appreciate about the connection and the community that we've built is that I am working to become a better person. And sometimes I make a misstep. I say something and it comes across as judgmental, or I don't understand that I have these like biases sitting way in the back of my head and something happens. And thank God I have these people around me to go, oh, I just want to call something to your attention. You said this, I know you didn't mean this or imply this or any of this, but that's how my ears heard it. And it was like, oh my God, I can't become a better person if I don't have people helping me become a better person.
Yeah.
That's
well, your thirst for knowledge is a lot of where that, because you get so excited to learn things that you just kind of blurt out and not knowing, not actually having the time to process what you're going to say, but you want to know more about whatever it is. So yeah, I mean, that's where no one could ever call it malicious. It's legitimately because you're so excited to learn about whatever it is you didn't know.
Oh yeah. I will crawl through a burning forest if I think there is something I need on the other end of that. I will get there. I'm going to come out a little burned, but you know, I'll get there.
I have no doubt.
Deanne, my friend, what about you?
I kept my community very guarded. My community before I met Berry Nation was very, very guarded with just immediate family and people that knew me for a while. I was not one to reach out to new people whatsoever. I always felt that they were judging me. And so I really, really struggled with that for quite a long time. And I always have. I can remember as a child having one friend. Because I had a weight issue starting at 6 months old and was on a diet from a doctor at 6 months old. So my life has been an entire life of obesity. You know that when you have the classroom picture and the tallest and the heaviest person seem to be in that center picture. And I was always that person to where I like to hide from that person. And so it wasn't until just recently when one of our fellow Berry Nation people said, honor that person that was before. And it made so much sense to me, and that my community is now a lot more open. And if I don't feel that people are right in my community, I kind of will be still standish, but I have not yet met anyone on this platform that has judged me the way at all that I feel some people do. So I know that it stems from a lot growing up of being guarded and keeping my community just to myself.
Yeah, I mean, and that's absolutely normal, especially, you know, those of us who've been through the judgments and been through the things that aren't necessarily as pleasant to deal with through the years. But knowing that you still, you know, persevered through that and were able to find the community that you were looking for, and it's opened you up out.
Oh, Jason froze. Of course. Well, welcome to Zoom. Well, and I know Jason long enough to know what he was going to say. And it's kind of the question that's been kicking around in my brain ever since you said that, Deanne. I would have never in a million years known that about you, because you are such an active participant in everything that we do, right? You're active on Instagram, you're active in the VBM, on the Struggle Bus, in the community. You have even reached out and made actual connect, like you've brought people together in our Northwest region. So to hear you talk about how guarded and reserved you have been for so long, what the heck changed? Like, how did you go from that to this?
You know, that is a really good question, because I just feel that it's been my acceptance in this group and to challenge myself. You know, I was an educator. I'm recently retired, but those little guys never judged me. And I got the love from them. And I now look that I don't have that every day from them, but I have the community here that I feel that same love from. And I think that just being able to open my mind, and Laura's mindset has sent me, I couldn't pay, and I have been too many counseling sessions to get what I get from her and from the community here and from the groups in that. So, you know, I honestly owe it to right here that has helped me come to where I am today.
There is such power in being given permission, and I'm doing this in quotes if you're listening, right? Even though we don't need the permission, but when we find a place where we feel safe enough to go at our own pace, and we realize that, oh, I'm not competing against anybody here. I'm not racing a clock. I'm actually just here for me, mm-hmm. and people like me for me. It's a very weird realm. And I know, Jason, you and I have talked about this for a long time, but there's a lot of fear about being judged or not, people not liking us, right, for who we are. So we keep a lot of things guarded and we're worried and we're, you know, personas and all this kind of stuff. But when we really do find that place, it's scary, but it's very freeing.
Well, yeah, because we're the pick last or not picked at all. We're the, you know, don't sit at the lunch table. We've been through it all. Growing up through life. So getting to a point where, you know, you're stepping into a new community of any kind at any point, the retreat, you know, Ohio, whatever the event may be, you know, the award show coming up, I'm sure is going to be the same for some of the people that this is their first event coming to. So it's important for people to know that, you know, this is a community of those people. When people say, these are my people, that's exactly what this means. These are all people that have been in that same situation and wouldn't dare do it to somebody else. So when you see, you know, you get to, you know, are fortunate enough to come to any of these events, you'll find people will seek out the people that feel like you can tell somebody doesn't feel like they belong or somebody feels like they're scared to jump in. And these are the people, like, we go seek those people out to say, hey, you're not sitting here by yourself. You got to come over here and talk to us. Come do this with us. Come do that. Just simply because, like, there's no reason anybody needs to feel that way. And so seeing, you know, the transformation that Deanna's gone through from what she started at to where she's now open and available, you know, and speaking and talking and bringing people and reaching out to people, you know, when she wouldn't have done it before is truly amazing and a testament to how community really is treatment. Like, it takes the community to be able to get you to a point where not only do you want more for yourself, but you want more for other people as well. So you're going to go outside of what you would normally do to say, hey, you know, there's a better way. And this is where it is. Come join us, because this is what, you know, sounds kind of cultish. Come join us. Come join our people by the water. But it, no, it's legitimately, it's a place where people can feel comfortable enough that they can open up. And that's truly where you start to take advantage of your second lease on life that we have post-op, is by opening up and allowing yourself to not only receive the love, but to give it as well.
And one of the, I mean, I'm proud for lots of different reasons, but every time I'm in a Berry Nation group or anytime I'm on Instagram, anytime I'm doing anything, right, in the spaces that I'm at, it really makes me so happy to know that so many people from so many different walks of life, so many different ages, right, all genders, all creeds, all colors, all everything, right, is represented in a community that really is working to uplift people, right? And to meet them where they're at. That can be really rare. It's really rare. And it's not that Berry Nation is going to be the right place for everybody, because it absolutely is not going to be, right? The point of this conversation is to shed some light on the power of the connections and the community that we, I'm just going to say, we have to make, right? There are so, obesity is a chronic lifelong disease, and it will require lifelong treatment. And our primary treatment modality is surgery. But the adjunct treatments that we're missing so long from the lives of most bariatric patients is that connection and community aspect. We were all given a binder. We were all told, eat this, at these times, take these vitamins, do these things, right? We've all had the binder, but the binder did not say what was actually the most important adjunct treatment, and that was connection and community. And I think that's why so many people are a little bit scared or hesitant about it, because obesity is a very closed disease, right? It's a very individualized thing. And our brains don't, this is my fault. Obesity is my fault. Even though we know that's absolutely not true in any sense of the word, that still plays up here. And we have this notion that I need to do this alone. I have to do this on my own because I got myself in this situation. I need to get myself out of it, even though I've onboarded a tool, right? But that's just not the case. Casey, you want to chime in?
Oh, I was just giving you props because I agree. I mean, but that's really, I think what was so scary for me before being a part of Berry Nation was I felt like I had done myself a disservice. I got myself into a sticky place where I didn't want to feel the way I felt anymore. And I went and had surgery and nobody told me how lonely it would be afterwards, because you see the doctor the day you have surgery and that's it. I mean, you can call him and ask for nutrition advice for the next few years, but that's not really where you're going to find success. And it was so lonely to be going through this change and not understand what was coming next, not understanding that just because I had a surgery on my stomach didn't mean my brain was going to change. And, you know, all the things that got me to that I was struggling with before surgery were things that I didn't know other people struggled with. I just thought I did something wrong to get myself in the position I was in. And the fact that we can go to groups like Laura's group on emotional eating and talk about these root core issues that are so hard to talk about. And you look around and you see everybody nodding because it's such a shared experience. And these are not things people talk about on Instagram or Facebook. We show our glory, and I do it too. I show my glory moments on my Peloton or when I've run a race or when I'm doing great things, because yeah, that's a celebration too. We should be celebrating that, but we need the place to be able to debrief and problem solve and strategize with folks that get it in the core and have been in that place. And now we're just out here in the world figuring it out. And yeah, so I agree with you completely.
Oh, yes, we are mind melded. We're all of us. I mean, if you're watching this, you're seeing us all going, like, because we know it to be true. It is true for us. So if somebody is listening or somebody is watching and they're feeling that sense of alone or they're feeling like they don't understand what's missing, right? Something is not clicking. I'm doing everything right, but why am I not seeing the result? Or why am I just feeling like this, like I'm doing something wrong? What would all of you recommend? What would you tell that person? If somebody came to you in an Instagram direct message, right? Or in an email or whatever, what would be that one piece of advice that you would give for them? And I'm going to go on our rotation. Christine, I'm going to go to you first.
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind, something that you say often, space and grace. Just be realistic with yourself. Perhaps it's not the right goal. Perhaps it's just going to take longer, but also to connect with the community. Because, yeah, I mean, for me, I've also had people in my life that have told me flat out that it is my fault that I gained weight. And if only I did this or this, it would solve it. But realizing it's a medical issue, realizing it's going to be a lifetime thing I'm going to have to work with. Another thing, I mean, all these things just get in your head, is that it's, you know, a road trip, not a commute, that it's, yeah, that we're in this for the long term and we're going to need long-term solutions, which include needing to have people with us in community, people that understand. And like's been said, in Berry Nation, I've never felt judged, and I have felt a lot of judgment in my life at different times for my weight and other things. And, or at least I've perceived judgment, whether it be real or not. But I've never, and I can be quite sensitive that way. And I have never felt that in Berry Nation. Just feel, you know, very accepted. But we really need to have a community to support us, to further our learning, and to get all these sayings in our heads and you just, they become automatic.
They become automatic. And the more that we are in enmeshed in that community, right? The more that we just dive into it, the more these truths become true for us. It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to hear it pretty consistently. And then to have the space to practice those in our own life. Yeah, key.
And I think it's not just the physical changes either. Like I was on one of the discussions that we had Friday, was it, for Berry Nation's first birthday, and we were talking about the different rewards the victories that we all had, and not one person mentioned weight. It was all to do with the other things, the mindset, movement, everything else. None of it was weight.
Yep.
So much bigger than the weight.
Yeah, Miss Maddie said it best. My weight is the least interesting thing about me.
Yeah.
Maddie for the win on that one. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Christine. Miss Mary, what about you? What would you say to somebody?
I'd check in with them to just talk about how the disease of obesity needs to be, you know, you need to have a multi-pronged approach. And so, like you just said, the surgery is just one part of that. And talk about the mental, what Casey also is saying too, about the, your brain doesn't change. And in order to work with those emotions, amongst other things, you would need really, from my perspective, need to have community. And then I would insert the link on how to join Berry Nation, come to us, and just talk about all the different things that I've learned from being part of the community. I mean, my goal in joining Berry Nation was to be creeper of the year, not talk, just like kind of absorb. And I think probably most people wish I would stop talking in groups and being a goofball, but I just feel so comfortable that I'm just this person that I just get to be me instead of having to worry about being guarded.
Laura said something so profound this week on her stories, and thank God she did, because I always forget this, but in groups and classes, when we're together, we do the serious, heavy work of weight loss surgery. That work is deep and meaningful. And I don't know how this happens, but at the same time, it's freaking fun. We smile, we laugh, there's joy. There's just this like childlike sense of just happiness. The two live together beautifully, right? And I think when you connect with people and when you found your space where you feel comfortable, those two things should live together, because that's how learning should be. Serious, yeah, and joyful.
Absolutely. Well, you also can't get people all this heavy lifting to do and then just send them out the world and be like, all right, man, take it easy. Yeah. Have a good time. Like, sorry, I got you to your lowest point, but take care. Like, that's not really how that works.
It's true. Yeah, that wouldn't be very kind. Good point. Casey, my friend, what about you?
Well, the slogans get me every time. They've become a mantra, like give yourself space and grace, focus on progress over perfection. And I think for me, in those moments of struggle, I have to remind myself I am not my thoughts, and that what defines me is not that hard part where I've fallen off my bariatric wagon. It's what defines me is what I do next. So if I have a rough day today, tomorrow doesn't have to be a bad day. The next hour doesn't have to be a bad day. You can pull yourself out of this place. And I feel really strongly that I do that through this community and through my peers. You know, I reach out, whether it's a direct message on Berry Nation or Instagram or text messaging someone that I've met through this community and saying, I'm having a hard time. And that's what we do. We just get back at it. And we don't shame ourselves or judge ourselves for what it is that feels like we're out of step or like we're not doing something right. And I think that has been, I mean, I'm applying that across the board in my life outside of even just my weight loss journey. And that has been huge, because when you can think about the fact that we ruminate so much on the negative, that's not where our success is. Our success is in our celebrations and our joyful moments. And if you can find that one thing, Laura Grabo always starts her groups with, share one win you've had this week or today. And that that it just turns that light switch on for you. It turns your perspective into one of, I've got this, even including all of my challenges, I've got this. And I think it's important to see that side of things, is see the positive. And I get that here.
It's super important that you also mention that you are not your thoughts, because the loudest voice you're going to hear all day is the one inside your head. So making sure that it says kind things to yourself is always a plus. So that's very important.
Absolutely. Deanne, what would you say?
Join Berry Nation. No, I totally agree with absolutely everything. My footsteps follow absolutely everything that everyone has said. That first of all, that I'm here and I understand and I have been there, and with space and grace, it's gonna work. Give them any information that they may need, and to just please call me or to reach out, because we've all been through the same steps.
Yep. It is just so amazing to see how all of us as individuals who have very different backgrounds have come to surgery very different ways, right? Or in different places of our journey, have somehow come together to create connections with one another, right? This uplifting and supporting community, and held space for celebrations, and held space to help people turn a struggle into a celebration. That's huge. It's just such a powerful conversation. Okay, the one last question, and I'm looking for a one word answer from all of us, you two, Jason included. If somebody is scared to reach out and make a connection with somebody else, or if you're scared to join a community, any community, what's the one word that you would respond to somebody with if they came to you with that? Christine?
You will find acceptance here.
Acceptance. I love it. Mary?
Try.
Casey?
Camaraderie.
Deanne?
The table.
Jason?
Connection.
Mine would be essential. Ladies and Jason, thank you so much for joining us today. Your willingness to share your stories so openly and so honestly makes our community the best place on the planet. Truly, from our hearts to yours, thank you so much for everything that you do for the greater bariatric community and for Berry Nation. Before Jason takes us out, or if you are active on social media, would you like to share where people can follow you? Deanne, go for it.
Hi, I'm on Instagram at D, lowercase d underscore, then A-N-N underscore P-N-W.
And I will make sure that we link all of these in our show notes too. So you can head to the show notes, click the link, and it will take you right to their pages on Instagram. Casey?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Casey's Journey to Health.
Miss Mary? Anything to share?
I am a creeper on Instagram. I don't post, so no.
It's all good. I can tell you, if you do become a member of Berry Nation, you will see these ladies everywhere, all the time, all day, doing, acting, connecting, supporting, uplifting. They are pillars of our community, both in the Berry Nation membership community and outside of the Berry. They're just pillars of the community, period, period. So once again, thank you, ladies, so much for this conversation today. Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Ladies, once again, like April said, thank you guys so much for joining us. And thank the community as a whole for always supporting us, you know, liking, sharing, subscribing, continuing to leave us positive messages of reinforcement to let us know we're doing the right things. So just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Bye, friends. Thank you.
Bye-bye.